Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This event was committed by a sick, demented individual who has fueled a daily diet of hate.
New York Attorney General Letitia James called the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo an act of domestic terrorism. 10 people were killed after an 18-year-old opened fire at a supermarket. The white suspect reportedly targeted an area with a high concentration of black residents. President Joe Biden also condemned the shooting.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. Hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never, ever waver.
Biden spoke at the National Peace Officers Memorial Service, which honored the lives of roughly 550 fallen officers. 3 months into the war, Russia has likely lost one-third of the ground forces it sent into Ukraine, according to UK's defense minister. Ukraine says more than 25,000 Russian troops have been killed, while Russia only reports about 2,000 deaths. On Saturday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell led a delegation to meet with Ukraine's president. And Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with NATO allies in Berlin.
We don't know how the rest of this world's war, will unfold, but we know that a sovereign and independent Ukraine will endure. In supporting Ukraine, we're also defending the principles of sovereignty and independence that are foundational to global peace and security.
The Berlin meeting also addressed Finland and Sweden's hopes of joining the alliance. Outraged by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court will strike down the constitutional right to abortion, protesters took to the streets in cities across the U.S. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, nearly half of states are expected to ban the procedure. A Republican research survey says just 30% of voters who supported former President Donald Trump in 2016 but voted for Biden in 2020 would back the Democrat again. The survey cited what it described as Biden's progressive positions on gender pronouns, Black Lives Matter protests, and so-called cancel culture. With two babies at home, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said he understands the impact of the national infant formula shortage. Sunday, he said the administration plans to boost imports, crack down on price gouging, and give parents more buying flexibility within government assistance programs. Benicia Wright of Ohio relies on the WIC program to feed her two little ones.
They've been changed from one formula to another. Even with that, there's just not enough. I traveled about six different stores on three different days looking for the formulas.
Some Democrats want the White House to use the Defense Production Act to ramp up production. Twitter is accusing Tesla CEO Elon Musk of violating a non-disclosure agreement by discussing the number of bots and fake accounts on the site. Twitter says it's fewer than 5%, but the billionaire says among daily users, it could be as high as 9 out of 10. Musk's $44 billion bid to buy the social media platform is on hold. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.